Listen to that. Some Sarawari music bringing some smiles to our next guest's faces here. I'll tell you about that in a moment. On this International Women's Day, we've taken a look at issues for women far from the comforts of the United States. You can go to thetakeaway.org and hear a conversation about the struggle of women in Pakistan to overcome a medieval repression from their brutal, abusive husbands. But in this segment, a very different story. The global women's movement is a chorus of voices of many cultures and experiences. And over the last generation, that chorus has expanded to include every nation and every struggle. Consider the nation of Western Sahara. On the western coast of North Africa, a Spanish colony until the mid-70s, and then a war zone between a local insurgency and forces in Morocco and Mauritania. You may even remember the occasional Western headlines referencing the Polisario Front for the liberation of Western Sahara. Such was the world our next guest was born into. From the city of El Aou, she and her family had to flee war and instability. Today, her homeland is still disputed. But Fatma El Mehdi brings, for the first time, the voice and experience of women of the Western Sahara to the United Nations here in New York to attend a UN conference on women's rights. Fatma El Mehdi, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're going to hear her voice through translator Vivian. Vivian is here just in case, but we've got Fatma right here. Well, how does your voice add to this chorus of women talking about women's rights here at the second decade of the 21st century?
Well, it's very important for us to be here. For that, I want to thank you very much for making our voice more heard. Our struggle, it's very...
it's a very long struggle. It's certainly a long struggle. And as the people of Western Sahara, you have a very small population. And so it's difficult to be heard on the world stage, I would think.
Yes, but also I think it's maybe more difficult when we are facing a big force as a Morocco. Who have relationship with all the big the great forces in over the world. It's very important to make heard our voice because we are trying to not only to get the independence and to make the Sahrawi people living in peace and having their rights, but also we are struggling to make change in our zone, in our Africa, in our Arabic world and Muslim world. It's very important to struggle for us to get the independence, to get our territory, but also it's more important maybe to struggle to reconstruct our society, to be a very equal society where men and women, we can share the same possibilities and the same opportunity and to live together, to construct together our state and our society.
You're listening to the voice of Fatma El Mehdi, who's General Secretary of the National Union of Sahrawi Women, speaking about the struggles in Western Sahara. In your country, what are the sacrifices of women in the midst of a political struggle and a military struggle? What sacrifices do women have to make?
When we talk about the women is a sacrifice, we can talk about about many, many aspects of this sacrifice. For example, we are divided by a very strange and very...
dangerous
wall, because for example my family now I'm living in the camps, but I have another part of my family who I had left since 1975. They are living there in the occupied territory. They cannot have access to visit us in the refugee camps. Our women are struggling in the occupied territory to get heard their voices as a Sahrawi people who are trying to struggle and to show their demands, their political demands, to get their own state. But in the camps, we are having another aspect. We are struggling to survive.
Sure, I mean survival and politics
and politics.
Explain. Do you think? I mean, you talk about the political struggle for the Sahrawi people and for independence for Western Sahara, but it also, and you referred to it a moment ago, it involves the unification of your family. Do you think you will see the reuniting of your family in your lifetime? Do you think your family will ever?
¿Crees que verás a tu familia unida en tu propia a lo largo de tu propia vida? ¿Crees que se solucionará el problema en tu vida, verás a tu familia, el ayuno?
Yes, because I think first of all it's depend of us. It's depend of our valiant
courage.
Our courage, because we have no another option, because we want to live free. We want to enjoy our rights, and for us the unique way to guarantee this is getting our independence and getting our state. I think we have no another option, because even when we talk about Morocco, even all the rights, all the things that we are struggling for, they are not exist in Morocco. We want to make a change, as I said before, not only in Western Sahara. Also, we want to help the people in Morocco, in
all the women in North Africa,
regional struggle. West Africa.
Your first trip to New York?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. Welcome, Fatma El-Mehdi, General Secretary of the National Union of Sahrawi Women, advocating for the struggle for rights and independence for Western Sahara, speaking here in New York at a women's conference at the United Nations on women's rights. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
And good luck.